As it's time for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd in 1992, Davidson graduate, commanding all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And Matt, obviously a really tough loss here tonight against the Kentucky team, where you guys were right there at points, but the threes that were falling throughout the year just didn't find the bottom of the net.
Yeah, we had some great looks there in the end. We executed well, and to have that level of focus in this type of environment, I think speaks quite a bit to the leadership we have on this team, to the fact that we got better and better throughout the year, and to the fact that, when you have a guy like Peyton Aldridge leading the way, everybody follows. And I know Peyton is probably going to lose sleep over his shooting numbers from tonight, but I don't think anybody on this team is able to perform at the level they performed at tonight to put us in position to win this game without the fact that if they did not know that Peyton was leading them from day one.
You guys did such a good job as well. I know you end up in a deficit on the boards, but when you look at the totals, 36-28 Kentucky, and they only grab 6 offensive rebounds. That's pretty impressive.
They had an offensive rebound in the first or second play of the game, and then there was one play where they got 2 on the same one, like 8 minutes left in the first half. So, for the most part, that's pretty remarkable. That was, I know, Jared, you were in our film session, that you were in our walkthrough, and transition defense and rebounding were the biggest keys we felt to stopping them. And I thought our guys were so focused on doing the right thing in that regard, and that's why we were in position to win it.
Talk about the play of John Axel in that second half. He didn't score in the first half. He knew that Kellen and Peyton were struggling, and he seized that moment to look to step up. Had 21 in the second half, including 6 from the outside.
That's the attitude John's had since he stepped on campus. He loves this type of environment. He loves these crowds. I'll never forget the look in his eyes. I mentioned this to somebody earlier in the year. When we played at Carolina his freshman year, the look in his eyes as he took the court was like, this is why I came to America. and he had that look to start the game, and he played like he had that look for that in the second half. And those weren't easy shots. They were off the dribble. They were a little bit out of rhythm, but, big-time players make it. And, I don't want to talk too much about the future because we have so many things to be grateful for and so many seniors who had such special careers for us. But I think John can really use this to help motivate him to continue to work hard and continue to lead our team next year.
Coach, you got it all the way back from a 10-point deficit. 7-12, I think, is what we looked at. You were tied at 54 apiece. What could we have done at that stage?
Well, they got to the free throw line, yeah. And they run some really good action, and they're so big and they're so athletic, and they do very simple things. But ultimately, it comes down to a guy who's a little bit stronger and a guy who's a little bit more athletic, and we've got to beat him to that angle, or we've got to get through that screen. And the guy Kevin Knox made tough shot after tough shot, and we were chasing the screen to start the game, and he was hurting it with us. And then we tried to whip to the opposite side of the screen, and he was hurting us with that. And maybe we could have done something crazy to switch, which is not really what we do and not really what we rehearsed. And I say this only because we just talked to the staff, like, man, we threw the kitchen sink at him. What could we have done? But that's why he's probably going to be a lottery pick. That's why they have 4, 5, I don't know how many first-round picks these guys are projected to be. But, that level of talent, you got to be perfect. And if you're an inch late, if you're a half second late, a guy like that can make that type of play. And, when we also allow them to get to the free throw line, and they made them for the most part, it's tough for us to get any type of rhythm offensively.
So talking about that deficit at the half, what was the conversation like at halftime? What were you guys really working to adjust coming back out?
Well, we got good looks. I know I mentioned that at halftime. When we used the clock and when we set multiple screens, we got very good looks. And one adjustment we made was we were going to ball screen a little bit more, and we were ball screening in the middle of the court. And because we have such good shooters around that ball screen, it really puts pressure on the defense. Sometimes we set them on the wing where teams can really suffocate us. But the fact that we were setting them in the middle of the court, I think, opens up some things. And obviously John Axel making those threes off that ball screen helps. the angles of our screens were a little bit different. Just little tweaks. It was nothing crazy. It just more open shots than we were getting, and we didn't rush them, and then we made them. And that's why we ended up getting those curls for Kellen and John, and Rusty had the layup, and Peyton was able to score at the rim, and Will McGarity was able to score at the rim, and Oscar was able to score at the rim. So overall, we just were able to execute a little bit better with some better timing, some better angles, and then guys making shots.
Coach, if my math's correct, I think in that last seven-minute period, they made four baskets. The rest of their points, the rest of their 24 points came from the free throw line. But you guys fought to the very end. I mean, if you look at the last minute, and it was remarkable what you did during that last minute to keep it competitive. And the game was in doubt at the 40-second mark.
It was. It was a 6-point game, I think, at that point.
Right, two possessions.
We had one, maybe even two timeouts left. And, you know, we call Malcolm Winter's number. We call Carter's number. Just like we did with Bates in the first half. He gets us an offensive rebound and an extra possession. I think we ended up scoring on that play. You know, you could look from the bottom of our roster to the top of our roster to see guys who contributed throughout this year. Throughout the, you know, Malcolm goes in there and makes things difficult for Rhode Island at our place, then we end up winning the game. Malcolm does the same thing in overtime. Bates with that big play. Carter did some great things for us down the stretch this season. And that's just, obviously I'm talking about some guys who maybe don't get as much credit, but when we feel confident and we feel like we can trust the 15th, 14th, 13th, those guys who may be that deep in the rotation, you have a chance to do something special, especially when you have the level of talent we have and you have the level of leadership that we have and you have guys that work as hard as we do.
Well, two more, Matt, and then we'll let you go. I want to talk about another one of your seniors that he brought his game tonight, and that was Will McGarity.
He saved the best for last. You know, I was thinking right before I came out here, I was thinking about that, and, you know, whether people realize it or not, Will had two knee surgeries since last season, and he struggled at the beginning of this year to get in a rhythm, and I wonder what we could have done in November and December had we had a Will McGarity that was healthy. But he had surgery at the end of October, missed a game, maybe missed the first two games of the season, and the reason for one of the reasons for our success, but when we started making that uphill climb to show what type of team we could be, it was his emergence. And whether it was defensively, whether it was rebounding, his shooting numbers were as good as they've been in his entire career. And he was phenomenal. Last week in Washington D.C., he was phenomenal. And I'm not surprised he played that way tonight, because that's how he's just gotten better and better.
Last one, Matt. I don't want to look toward the future, but I want to look at this result tonight. And you talk about the national brand for Davidson and the importance, not of the loss or the result, but showing everybody you guys can compete with Kentucky and that you continue to raise the profile of Davidson College basketball.
You know, we don't approach our daily lives like that, but I hope that's the case, because that does nothing but great things for our basketball program, for Davidson College, for the town of Davidson. You know, I was so excited when Kentucky was our matchup, because that's that, you know, no offense to teams like this, but if we got Wichita State or if we got Houston, or I don't even know whose seeds are what, but teams like that, they don't get the fanfare, they don't get the attention in a game like this. But when you get a chance to play against one of the Blue Bloods, a team like Kentucky, when we were confident and we felt we could have a great game plan, and we did, and play to this level and just be a little bit short, I think it says an unbelievable thing about our program, about our coaching staff, about our players. And what we did last week in Washington, D.C., it was magical. I mean, we've done that stuff in Asheville and North Charleston. But to be that primetime game at 1 o'clock on CBS on a Sunday that everybody who's a basketball fan is watching, whether it was because they're fans of us, whether it was because they flipped the TV on, whether it was because they wanted to see how we could affect the bubbles bursting for some team, there's nothing greater in terms of attention for the type of people that we have in our school and in our basketball program than that right there. And I hope it continues to help us get better and better.
Well, Matt, I appreciate being part of it. It was a great run. You guys still had some magic here in the month of March. Congratulations on a strong run and a season.
Thanks so much, and it was wonderful having Coach Rich Perkey on board.
That was Associate Head Coach Matt McKillop stopping by with us.